isn't it a great day to be in Austin, Texas? You know what would be even greater? Is if we're in Austin, Texas and a little closer to the stage. Y'all come up to the stage. Come on, everybody. Come on up here. It is a great day to be in Austin, Texas, and Jan said it well. It is true that we can win in November. And there, people are working very hard. The candidates are working very hard. Other people are volunteering across this state to do the hard work of knocking on doors, registering voters, and making sure people know that the Democrats are back. And Wendy Davis, Letitia Van de Butte, Mike Collier, our entire Democratic ticket can win in November. So thank you all. I get the pleasure tonight of introducing some of the folks that are going to speak to you a little bit. And one of the first person I'm going to bring up is somebody who, like Jan says, needs no introduction, but it's somebody that we all love and we can always count on. Now, I'll tell you, here we are in the heart of Travis County, the heart of the city of Austin, but we ain't in his congressional district. In fact, we're standing in a congressional district represented by somebody from Fort Worth. I know it feels a little strange, but I was just standing with Congressman Doggett, our congressman, and he'll always be our congressman, whether we're standing in his district or not. And I listened to him talking to one of his constituents who doesn't live in his district. And he said to her, and this is the ultimate truth about our Congressman Lloyd Doggett, he said to her, "You may not be able to vote for me, but I will always vote for you." Ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Lloyd Doggett.
Thanks so much. Libby and I are delighted to be with you tonight. We're so proud of the accomplishments of Senator Watson with the hospital, addressing our transportation issues. I'd like to say he's the best state senator Travis County's ever had, but I don't want to go overboard since I once held that office. Well, it's great to be here with friends I've known since that time, and new friends, to be here with young people who care about the future of this country, and some who are just young at heart. This is really a place of hope right here. And every time we walk another block, we call another person who might not otherwise have voted, you write a check, you put up a sign, you expand that hope for Texas. And it's not just hope for Texas, it's really hope for our entire country. When you think about it, if we could reliably count on Texas being back in the Democratic column, what would that do in terms of the dynamics of the presidential elections across this country and the impact around the world? What we're doing here are the ripples that begin to have that impact on the entire United States. I recognize, of course, that there are other Texans who have some presidential interest. Last year, of course, we were on cruise control for much of the year. The biggest cut in jobs, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars lost to the economy because of a government shutdown, totally unnecessary, that he and every other elected Republican, including the one who contains this district, voted to keep the government shut down. And now we're surrounded by so many people who seem to be proud to do nothing, are next to nothing if there's a real crisis, who are the party of no. No facts are necessary, no solutions, no nothingism. I know my late mother, who watched the C-SPAN a lot, would have said of some of these Republicans, as I heard her say many times, that some of them seem to be nuttier than two fruitcakes. And you take a guy like Rick Perry, who's the other one with presidential interest. He looks very thoughtful, don't you think, in those new glasses? I don't know if they've improved his memory, but they don't seem to have improved his vision a bit. And so we've got a chance to do something about that right here.
And that something is to join with the great leadership that Jan has provided, the many people that are already gathered here and take out not only a Saturday night to share with our friends, but to take out a Saturday afternoon for a block walk this fall, or now, to take out an evening to come over and make some calls. That's really what it's all about. Some of us, Kirk, myself, many of the other great elected officials that are here, we have the honor on this team of having our name on the ballot. But we are all part of a team that makes a difference when we work together. And we have a big job. I've spent a lot of time with Senator Vandepute in San Antonio, since I now represent all of downtown San Antonio. She's a very dynamic state senator, and I know has been a great partner with Senator Watson. And of course, Wendy Davis is tremendous. And I believe if we work together and pull together, we have the potential by getting, if just a few women are listening to what Greg Abbott is saying and doing, if just a few people concerned about whether a chemical plant next to their house is going to explode with Greg Abbott not revealing any of the facts, if they're listening to Dan Patrick, who's been kind of a Rush Limbaugh wannabe, going in one step further, we pull in some of those folks and folks that haven't participated with us before, and mainly we turn out the people that share our values, just maybe with pulling very difficult, we can get just across the finish line. We can't afford a landslide, but we can't afford turning Texas into a blue collar. Yeah. And it's appropriate that this headquarters, this place of hope, is located right here on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The 50th anniversary of Freedom Summer, a time we celebrate someone who put himself on the line to change America. And that's what we're about, carrying out that spirit of Dr. King, carrying out the spirit of those who stood tall against great adversity in the past, determined that we will bring the change that Texas and America so desperately need. Thank you for the honor of representing you in Washington. Congressman Lloyd Doggett, isn't it great to have you representing us? We can always count on you. You know, we're all pumped up because it's been a while since there's been this level of enthusiasm and electricity about our candidate for governor. And I can tell you, it's been a really tremendous honor to get to serve in the Texas Senate with Senator Wendy Davis. We have somebody that, well, I'll just tell you, when we were making decisions about who was going to do the filibuster, I'm proud to tell you that as chair of the Senate Democratic Caucus, we had a number of people in that Democratic Caucus that were ready, willing, and able to step up and to do that filibuster, whatever it took. But we also knew what we were fighting for. And we knew that when we were fighting for women's rights and the right of women to make decisions about their own health care, we wanted to have someone that, as the Dean of the Senate says frequently, could put a face on it. And that was, we knew we wanted to have someone, we wanted to have a woman stand up on that floor and be the person that represented the women of the state of Texas, all and the men of the state of Texas in that fight. And the good news is that the person we had there to do that for us was smart, was articulate, was ready to take the fight no matter what it meant, and was someone that had the deep passion to represent all of us. Wendy Davis was that person, and Wendy Davis will be that kind of governor for all of us. I gotta tell you, she is working so very hard. She's doing the kind of work we need, and we knew she would. And someone else that's working with her to make sure that she is the next governor is her daughter, Amber. Amber is traveling around the state. Amber is presenting herself on behalf of her mother as a vocal advocate for what Wendy can be when she's the governor of the state of Texas. And we are pleased that tonight we are joined here by the daughter of the next governor of the state of Texas, Amber Davis. Woo!
Senator Kirk Watson, Congressman Lloyd Doggett. Is that better?
Yeah.
Everybody better? Congressman Lloyd Doggett and the next comptroller, Mike Collier. And I'm proud to join the volunteers who are at the center of the effort to restore our voices to the state capitol. The progress we can make this November begins with the hard work of so many in this room tonight. But it's up to you whether we continue this downward spiral of insiders or elect leaders who will fight for all of us. We all know that there's a clear choice between my mom and Greg Abbott. Mom has always and always will fight for every single hardworking Texan, regardless of age, race, or gender. Her opponent is just another insider who isn't working for you. We recently learned that the Koch family and the Koch Industries donated six figures to Greg Abbott's campaign. The Abbott ruled their way, blocking our right to know about the locations of hazardous chemicals that could be in our neighborhoods. Abbott's plan for each of us is to, quote, drive around and ask facilities if they store potentially explosive chemicals. That may work for the Koch brothers, but try telling that to the people who Greg Abbott is supposed to serve, Texans like you and me. While Greg Abbott has forgotten whom he's working for, his party seems to have forgotten what year it is. For the top 50 offices statewide, judicial, and congressional, the Republican Party nominated 49 men. And their platform reads like a document from the 1950s, or maybe the 1850s. Pushing reparative therapy for LGBT Texans? Exactly. Repealing the Voting Rights Act? And, quote, reducing taxpayer funding to all levels of educational institutions. That's their vision for Texas in the year 2014. Those of you who remember the events of last June probably aren't surprised by any of this. And you shouldn't be surprised by who they nominated for statewide offices. On the top, the GOP chose a candidate for governor who takes campaign cash from predatory payday lenders and who preys on military families. For lieutenant governor, Republicans nominated a politician who insults immigrants, some of the most vital members of our society. For attorney general, they chose a lawyer who reprimanded by the state ethics boards for repeatedly breaking the law and now may be at risk for losing his law license. And don't get me started about the comptroller candidate who can't seem to count.
Here.
Thankfully, Mike knows a thing or two about numbers. But now, you may be asking yourself, can it get any worse? Well, yes, but only if we don't turn in as our votes. Because when it comes to Texas politics, there's a secret that all smart Democrats and Republicans know. Texas is not a blue state or a red state. It's a non-voting state. If we vote, we can elect leaders who will stand up for the rights to equal pay for equal work. If we vote, we can elect leaders who will expand opportunity through more affordable education. If we vote and vote for Mom and Leticia Vandepute and Sam Houston, Mike Collier, John Cook, Steve Brown, David Alamiel, and every other Democrat on that ticket, we will win and we will make Texas even stronger. It's that simple. That message is beginning to resonate, even in some unexpected places. Take Ochilee Tree County. It's far up north in the panhandle. The largest town is named Perrytown. Fitting because it gave Rick Perry 90% of the vote last time. In the past, we might have written them off, but we won't this election. Battleground Texas already has six full-time volunteers on the ground there. That number may not wow people from a metropolitan area, so here's a little context. In 2010, in all of Ochilee Tree County, Bill White won 189 votes. Yes, 189 votes in a population of 10,000 people. So six volunteers is a ripple, one of the many little ripples across our state. In total, these little ripples are beginning to form a wave of change in Texas, and it's about time. Each of you can start the ripple, a ripple in your own neighborhood, a ripple that began on the Senate floor almost a year ago when Mom told the stories of everyday Texans who were fighting to believe a better life for themselves. thousands of voices, maybe even some of you in this room, came out to join her, and you refused to be silenced. You demanded to be heard, and I'm asking you to continue that this year. Continue by making phone calls and knocking doors. Continue by having one-on-one conversations with your neighbors and urging them to register to vote. Continue by encouraging them to get involved in this election. Continue by simply knowing that your vote can be the difference between more good-paying jobs, a better education system, and a stronger economy or overcrowded classrooms. An economy that benefits the few rather than the many, and four-year-olds taking standardized tests before they even know how to write their own names. Continue this fight. Own this election. Baby, make your voices heard. And together, with Wendy Davis and every other Democrat on this ticket, we will win. Thank you.
Let's give it up for Amber Davis. Thank you for all you're doing, Amber. Now, we stay excited about Wendy. We stay excited about Letitia. And many times when we talk about this election and why we're excited, that's what we say. Let's elect Wendy and let's elect Letitia. And, of course, let's elect Wendy and let's elect Letitia. But this ticket that we have as Democrats is really outstanding. And Amber talked a little bit about that. And Lloyd talked a little bit about it. I will tell you, I believe we have someone running for Comptroller of Public Accounts that may be the most qualified person we've ever had run for Comptroller of Public Accounts. And I can't tell you how cool it would be to be in the legislature needing to vote on a budget and actually believing what you got from the Comptroller of Public Accounts. It would really be a cool thing. Mike Collier is working very hard to be the next comptroller. He is somebody that if we're knocking on doors, if we're making the phone calls so that enough people know what a qualified watchdog we have that will be in that office, Mike Collier will be the next comptroller of public accounts, and he'll make a difference for all Texans. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Collier.
Thank you very much. Thank you. First of all, I want to say this. It is such an honor to be on this ticket. You know, I haven't run for office before, but it's an honor to be on this ticket. This ticket is beginning to look like Texas, isn't it? Right. And think like Texas. We've got women, we've got diversity, and we've even got our own certified public accountant. That's great. Now, as a CPA new to politics, I called my staff and I said, "What do you wear?" Because everything I do is new. They said, "Wear something comfortable." And that's why I came up with this ensemble. I'm an accountant through and through. And when you think about it, we've got very important work to do to shape things up in Austin, don't we? We have to invest in schools. We have to invest in roads. We have to invest in water. We must not become addicted to debt. We must not raise taxes. And that's hard work. That's the work that we're in. And you need an accountant. You need a financial executive to do that. You need somebody who can count to 20 without taking his boots off. Right? So we're starting a 35-day tour tomorrow. I have to leave and drive to Houston. We're going to be all over the state. I can't hardly wait. Because there's real energy in the air. We're going to make change. We really are going to turn Texas blue. Now, I want to leave you with one thought. Who's your watchdog in Austin right now? Think about this. Of your statewide elected officials, who is your watchdog? Who's looking out for you? You're a taxpayer. You pay taxes when you buy stuff. If you don't, you get arrested for shoplifting. You pay taxes if you live somewhere. If you don't, you lose your house. So who's looking out for you? Nobody's looking out for you. That's why we need a watchdog. That's going to be my job with your help. We're going to win, and we're not only going to shake up Austin, we're going to fix the way our state does business. Thank you very much.
Mike Collier. We have the great distinction in Austin and Travis County, I think, of having a delegation that works very hard
and makes a difference at the state capitol. Sometimes against very difficult odds, because here's the good news, in Travis County, we're electing Democrats to the Texas legislature. And one of my great friends is the newest member of the Texas House of Representatives, and she is going to be great. We need to make sure she won in a special election, as you know, and we now have to re-elect her in November. Ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of the Texas legislature and the Travis County delegation, Celia Israel.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. I'm very honored to be serving, and the word is, now I've got to run for the two-year term. But the good news is that if you were following our progress, in order to get elected in January, we ran what I think is a textbook of how you win elections in Texas. And we went door by door, block by block, precinct by precinct. And on a day, on January the 28th, when it was our second ice storm in Travis County, we won by 59% of the vote, and we turned out 10% of the vote in a runoff re-election special election in January. So I'm really proud of that, and I want you to know that my commitment is to run that kind of campaign again this summer and this fall. And those of you who've known me for a long time know I'm an activist at heart, and I love this kind of stuff. So I want you to know that we're going to be working hard to get the vote out. And if each one of our urban counties turns up the gas a little bit, we turn Texas blue. It's just that simple. So I'm looking forward to being part of that so we can all wake up the day after the election and be proud Texans once again. So I have a small check to give here, and would like our Honorable Jan Soifer, if you'd come up here and take this. We're gonna run our good organized campaign, but what we see behind us as what I think what Congressman Doggett was calling our Chapel of Hope is a coordinated effort. And you guys remember the film Finding Nemo? You know that part in Finding Nemo when all of the fish realize that if we just pull together, we can get out of this net. We're those fish, guys. We are those fish, and we can do it if we all pull together. So I'm proud on behalf of the Celia Israel campaign to give Travis County Democratic Party another $5,000 to help them with the coordinated effort. Thank you all very much. A good speech is a short speech. Have a good evening.
And that was a good speech. And speaking of good speakers, one of the best members of the Texas House of Representatives, somebody we can always count on to be standing with us and fighting with us, State Representative Donna Howard.
Thanks, Kirk. And it is so good to look out and see all of your faces here. Some of you have been working for many, many years helping us here in Travis County make sure we get good Democrats elected across the board, but I'm particularly interested, of course, right now in the House and all the work that you've done to make sure I have an awesome group of state representatives to work with at the legislature. I saw Belinda Bolton back here somewhere a while ago. You keep electing them. We're going to keep getting people back like Belinda. We've had some things that have turned us back periodically, but it's not because we're not out there working. And we can make a difference this November. And we can actually work against what the people are telling us is possible right now. I don't believe them. They tell us it's not time yet. They tell us that we can't make it happen this go-round. Do you believe that?
No,
I don't believe that either, because I see all of you here working, and I know what you've been doing day after day after day. And that's what it's going to take, because we actually have the voters. If you look around here, this is the face of Texas. The Democratic Party is the face of Texas. We represent the mainstream values of Texas. We are the ones that are standing up for families. We are the ones that are standing up for equal opportunity and equal justice for all. We are the ones that are standing up for responsible government. It's not okay to just say no to everything. You have to invest in your schools so you'll have an educated workforce pipeline. You have to invest in water and transportation so that people can get where they're going and have the water they need. You know, the people that are over at the Capitol right now think that all they have to do is say no. And that is not responsible. We need to let our neighbors know. When we go to church, when we go to the schools, when we go to the grocery store, wherever we go in our neighborhoods, we need to let people know that it is okay to vote for Democrats because we represent mainstream Texas. And we need to be the ones to get that message out there. You're going to be the ones that are going to do that, and you're going to be the ones that are going to make this happen. We are so grateful. Those of us that get to represent you at the Capitol, we are so grateful to have you behind us every step of the way. And we cannot be there without your doing the work that you're doing now. So thank you is what I want to say to you tonight. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for everything that you're going to do. We can make this happen. We can turn Texas blue in November. We can make it happen because you will make it happen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. State Representative Donna Howard. Yeah. We have a candidate running for Chief Justice of the Third Court of Appeals that has the experience and the ability to be a great Chief Justice. She has served on the Third Court of Appeals. She is someone that knows that district, which is not a tiny district. It is a very difficult district with a lot of counties, and she is out working. In fact, today she was in Bell County. Folks, you all know her because she has served you before, and she is going to serve you again when we win this seat and we win that back position of Chief Justice of the Third Court of Appeals, Judge Diane Henson. Yay!
I don't believe this. This weather's really good. I'm Diane Henson. I'm running for Chief Justice of the Third Court of Appeals. And for those of you who are not lawyers or not familiar with this court, this is one of your most powerful appellate courts in the state of Texas. It decides all the appeals of cases tried in 24 counties, including all of Travis. But most importantly, this is the court that hears the appeals involving the state government's regulatory agencies. So when you have rate cases involving Houston where they want to up the electric rates by $1 billion, it'll come to this court. If you want to challenge the fracking rules in front of the Railroad Commission, it comes to this court. If you have tax cases, it comes to this court. Are you starting to get an understanding of why special interests and big business are particularly concerned about taking control of this powerful court? Yep. They are. The special interests are lining up against me with the opponent. They have right now gotten 5 of the 6 seats on this powerful court. We have 5 severe conservatives. We have 1 remaining moderate judge, and that's Chief Justice Woody Jones, and he's going to retire. So we have this open seat, and we have to decide right now, we have to decide, are we going to keep 1 moderate, pragmatic jurist on this powerful court, or do they get them all? Well, we've got to fight for this seat, and I want you to know I'm already on the second set of tires in this district, going back and forth. And it's exciting. In Bell County, there were 40 people there today, all fired up and ready to go. With Battleground Texas here and the effort that Travis County is going to do, you all will give me the potential of winning this seat. And let me tell you, this district has gone back and forth the last 10 years by only 2 percentage points. The entire state, we know we've got a big battle percentage-wise. In this district, it's only 2 points, which means you all can make the difference. Your work can nudge us
so we win this seat. And so I need you all to work so hard, and I want to thank you for everything that you've done for me in the past, but I'm going to ask you to work even harder now, because we've got to win. And when people say, Diane, appellate judges, are they important? Just say the words, Hobby Lobby. Just say the words, Citizens United. And just say the words, Bush v. Gore. We know how that turned out. And so it does matter. And on the Third Court of Appeals, just to give you an idea of the powerful cases, the important cases that this court has heard, when the Travis County DA's office was trying to prosecute Tom DeLay, they went after his colleagues. His colleague's case went first. And they challenged that indictment by saying, you can't bring a money laundering case because there were checks involved, and checks are not funds under the money laundering statute. Now, can you imagine? When you get checks, what do they do in your bank account? They become funds for me. So when my colleagues wrote an opinion that said checks were not funds, I wrote a dissent that then the Travis County DA's office took up to the Court of Criminal Appeals, and 9-0, that court said Henson's right. And that's how DeLay's case was able to go forward. Imagine the Michael Morton case. There, Mr. Morton was convicted of murdering his wife, given a life sentence, was rotting in prison for more than 25 years. He always declared his innocence. No one would listen to him. Finally, the Innocence Project took his case. And the DA's office up in Williamson County didn't want to do any more DNA testing, even though we go watch CSI. We know DNA testing's really different now than it was 25 years ago. They didn't want to test anything. No, we've got our guy. It finally came up to the Court of Appeals, and I was on that panel that ordered the DNA testing for Michael Morton, which led to his exoneration. You know, judges are really important. So talk to your friends and your neighbors. Make sure they go down the ballot. I kind of like that straight ticket myself, but you know, make sure they go down the ballot. And just know it matters who we elect. It really does. And I want you to know, when I was on the court, even though I was one of the only moderates, there were only a couple of us and four conservatives, I got those guys to agree with me 99% of the time. Because I'm pretty persuasive. And they really didn't like my dissents. And so it's really important. Tell your friends, if everybody's on the far right, you cannot get to the center. And it's so important to have somebody there who's going to draw those judges back to the center. We're not going to go far left with 5-1, okay? That's not going to happen. But the best I can do is get him to the center, and that's where we want. Those are the kinds of decisions we need that work best for everyone. So work hard. Make a difference. I will never stop campaigning. I will go up and down I-35. I will go out to West Texas and back to East in Fayette County and those places. But we will win it right here and in Williamson County and Bell County and Hayes County. The I-35 corridor is 80% of the votes. So it's in your hands. But I'll do my best to help you. But one thing I want to make you sure do, I want some bumper stickers out here, and I want to see my name on your rear end. Thank you so much. Take a yard sign.
Diane Henson for Chief Justice of the Third Court of Appeals. Now, we talk about a ticket. And our last speaker tonight tells you why we talk about a ticket. From the top of the ticket to the bottom of the ticket. From the state house to the courthouse. We have a candidate running for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 2 that I'm going to bring up, because I want to show how important it is that we look at the entire ticket. Randall Slagle is running for JP in Precinct 2. This is a seat that a lot of people won't go all the way down on the ballot, or they won't pay attention to. But the person that's currently the Justice of the Peace in Precinct 2 doesn't have a law degree, has a long backlog in that JP court. We need to have somebody that has the ability to do right by the citizens that want to be heard in their Justice of the Peace court. Randall is born and bred in Austin, Texas. He's a prosecutor, and he will make a great judge. Folks, for JP Precinct 2, Randall Slagle.
Good evening. My name is Randall Slagle. I'm running for Travis County JP.
Running for JP Precinct 2 against incumbent Republican Glenn Bass. Folks, this is the only race in Travis County this fall that you can unseat a Republican.
Yeah.
The only one. Just to tell you about myself, I was born and raised here in Austin, Texas. My wife and son live with me in the same neighborhood I grew up in Precinct 2. I've been a prosecutor in Travis County for 8.5 years. I've been the chief prosecutor in every criminal county court in Travis, including the domestic violence court. I've been a prosecutor at the DA's office, and I've also been a felony violent crimes prosecutor in Maui, Hawaii. Just to tell you about JP Court. This is a court where everyday people deal with everyday problems. Traffic tickets, small claims, landlord-tenant disputes, things that any one of us could get. But when you have a case that goes before a judge, and it's going to actually affect you financially and personally, you want the judge to know the law, apply the law, and be fair. And that's not happening right now at Precinct 2, and that's what I'm going to change. The reason I'm running is because people are not getting their fair day in court at Precinct 2. This is going to be a tough race. This is North Travis County. It's a tough area, but we are going to win. I'm asking for your help. If anybody in this crowd would like to help unseat the only incumbent Republican this fall, please help me. You can speak to my deputy campaign manager, Joe Emmons. Speak to me. We're looking for volunteers. We're looking for paid staffers. Please come help us. We have a giant grassroots program that we're putting into place, and we're going to win this in November. Thank you so much for your support.
Randall Slagle, that's why we vote straight Democrat, and we want to make sure we elect him JP. I want to introduce a couple other people that are here. I'm going to ask everybody to come up on stage that's on the ticket in November. If you'll come up on stage, we have Marco Montoya, who's running for Congress, who's with us. We have Daniel Boone, who's running for state senator, who's with us. And then we have all of our tickets. If you're running, come on up here. Velva, I saw you a minute ago. Come on up. Come on up, everybody. Folks, thank you for being here. Before you leave, please volunteer to do something for the Democratic Party so that we'll win in November. Take a yard sign, take bumper stickers. We need your help. We can win in November. We can elect Wendy Davis governor, Letitia Van de Putte, lieutenant governor, and all these great Democrats to office. God bless you. Thank you.